Bahraini regime forces have fired tear gas at people who took to the streets in the island city of Sitra to voice their anger at Saudi Arabia. The demonstrators have been marching in a show of solidarity with the Shia community in Saudi Arabia's Qatif region that came under a deadly terror attack on Friday. They also demanded political and democratic rights for Bahraini Shia majority who have been marginalized by the Saudi-backed Al-Khalifa regime for decades. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-government protests over 4 years now. Many people have been killed and thousands were arrested for attending anti-regime protests. Joining us via Skype from London is political commentator Jalal Fairuz. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Fairuz. Now, this demonstration that was taking place in Sitra was in solidarity with the people of Qatif. As we just mentioned, the eastern province of Saudi Arabia has also been experiencing a popular uprising against the repressive policies of the Al-Saud regime. What is it about the popular movement in Bahrain and that in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia that joins these people together?
Well, it is the tyranny which is governing both countries. It is actually what the unjust systems which are being applied on both the people of Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. It is the actually the Wahhabi direction of thinking, and which has irritated all this sectarianism in the region and has resulted in all this bloodshed everywhere, whether it is in Syria, Iraq, even in South Yemen, and 2 days ago in eastern province of Saudi Arabia. Now, the people of Bahrain have relatives, and there are lots of intermarriages between Bahrain and the east province of the Saudi Arabia. Actually, today, lots of people were stopped from going to the eastern province as they wanted to go and pay their respects to the families of the martyred people of Al-Qadih. But now that they are stopped of going to Saudi Arabia, then they had to start the mourning in the assemblies in Bahrain itself, and the people went on the street to express their solidarity with the oppressed people of eastern province of Saudi Arabia. So this situation is, of course, should have been taken into consideration by the regime of Bahrain, but unlike that, they were smashed, and all the demonstrations were cracked down. There were some injured people today as well.
Right, Mr. Fairuz, as you've just painted the basically the close relations between the people of Bahrain and that of the eastern province, would you say that the fate of these people is also intertwined? As long as the people of Bahrain don't have their freedom, the people of Qatif will also be, and eastern province will also be, continuing to see repression.
It is. For sure, that is the case because both the people in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia are facing the same situation almost, and there are repression on the beliefs and practicing their religion and the way of Islam in these two countries, and you could see very obviously how fierce for the both the police forces in Saudi and in Bahrain are towards the pro-democracy requesters and protesters in the streets. You have thousands of prisoners, political prisoners in Bahrain now, and you have also hundreds of political prisoners in eastern provinces. You have top clergy, opposition figures in Bahrain and in jail, and also in Saudi Arabia. There has been some sentences to death, death sentences in Bahrain and also in Saudi Arabia, like Sheikh Namer. So there are all these common things, and for the most, both people are seeking freedom and democracy, which is not there, seeking development and to get rid of the one family governing the whole nation.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's political commentator Jalal Fairuz joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Fairuz, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.